Describe a story or novel that was interesting for UILTS speaking cue card. Describe a story or novel that was interesting to you, sample answer 1. Below, you can check the IELTS cue card sample answer 1 on the topic describing a story or novel that was interesting to you. Introduction. I love to read Harry Potter books. J.K. Rowling, the author of these books, showed us that you must push through even the most challenging times, bounce back and succeed. What story or novel was it? The iconic Harry Potter series is an attractive story for me written by J.K. Rowling. This story follows the life of a young wizard, Harry Potter, and his journey through the magical Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. In J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series, you will go through the magical world of wizardry. The narrative unfolds as young Harry discovers his extraordinary powers on his 11th birthday and enters Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. With his friends Hermione Granger and Ron Weasley, Harry navigates the challenges of magical education while confronting the looming threat of the Voldemort. The series is full of mystery, friendship, and courage, where good is said to win in the battle between good and evil. Rowling's storytelling attracted all age groups in the Harry Potter series, making it a timeless fictional story. Where did you come to know about it? The magical journey began when my brother suggested watching the Harry Potter movie. Attracted by the character, I delved into the books to unravel the full tapestry of Harry's adventures. When did you read it? I started reading the first Harry Potter series 2 years ago, which was a fantastic experience. I enjoyed the story and the battle between Voldemort and Harry. After that, I was curious to know how Harry fights Voldemort, his dark magic, and how he destroys the Horcruxes. So, I spent several months delving into the series, savoring each chapter and revelation. How did you feel about it? The Harry Potter series is an emotional story showcasing complex twists, character development, courage, and friendship. This series not only creates excitement and joy but also teaches me profound life lessons. The victory of good over evil, as Harry and his companions illustrated in this story, provides me with a timeless message of hope and courage. The profound impact of this story went beyond imagination and deeply influenced my outlook towards life. It became more than a story to me, it is an inspiration and a reminder of the enduring power of hope and perseverance. Describe a story or novel that was interesting to you, sample answer 2. Below, you can check the IELTS cue card sample answer 2 on the topic describing a story or novel that was interesting to you. Introduction. I always read self-love books whenever I get time. I read The Sun and Her Flower, a book written by Rupi Kaur. While reading one such book, the author mentioned a short story in poetry that was quite interesting to me. What story or novel was it? The book, The Sun and Her Flower, by Rupi Kaur is a compelling work that attracted my interest. This book is based on a life cycle where a person feels love, loss, trauma, abuse, and femininity. In this book by Rupi Kaur, human life is described through a flower life cycle, divided into 7 sections: wilting, falling, rooting, rising, and blooming. It is a collection of poems and prose that intricately explores love, growth, and healing themes, presenting a poetic journey that speaks to the soul. It touches on the subject of heartbreak and loss. Where did you come to know about it? One of my close friends who had read the book passionately recommended it. She told me how beautifully Rupi Kaur had poetically written this book. So, this recommendation sparked my curiosity about the poetic narrative. When did you read it? My journey through The Sun and Her Flower began approximately 3 months ago, creating a space for contemplation and self-reflection. I read the entire book in just 2 days as I could feel her experiences of love, loss, trauma, and abuse while reading the book. How did you feel about it? Reading Rupi Kaur's collection was heartfelt as it touched upon the intricacies of love, trauma, self-discovery, and healing. The poetic narrative resonated deeply, providing me with a mirror to personal growth and emotional growth. Rupi has shared her horrific experiences in each of these parts by comparing the flower's life She taught me how to deal with all situations without being embarrassed. Describe a story or novel that was interesting to you, sample answer 3. Below, you can check the IELTS cue card sample answer 3 on the topic describing a story or novel that was interesting to you. Introduction. I like to read love story novels while traveling. I remembered when I read Why Not Me, A Feeling of Millions, when I was going to my home. It hooked me on the story and made my travel a wonderful experience. What story or novel was it? The stunning love story that captured my imagination was Why Not Me, A Feeling of Millions, by Anubhav Agarwal. This novel unfolds a narrative rich in love, heartbreak, and self-discovery, promising a journey that resonates with the intricacies of the human heart. Through this book, Anubhav Agarwal shared his experience of childhood love that became a lifelong love and further transformed into heartbreak. He also shared his journey of transcending his feelings from heartbreak to self-love and self-discovery. Where did you come to know about it? The discovery of this compelling narrative was unexpected, occurring through Anubhav Agarwal's YouTube channel. I followed his channel for a long time, as I love his poetry. He announced his book on his YT channel with his revelation that the book was inspired by his true love story. This ignited my curiosity, encouraging me to get into the emotional depth of Why Not Me. When did you read it? My journey with this love story unfolded in December 2020 when I bought it from Amazon, and I finished this book in 15 days. Although I could finish it more quickly, its emotions made me cry every time, and I kept pausing the book. How did you feel about it? Reading Why Not Me, A Feeling of Millions was a journey into the complexities of love, the pain of heartbreak, and the healing power of self-love. Anubhav Agarwal's narrative, inspired by his own experiences, infused authenticity into the story, making characters relatable with real emotions. The narrative, filled with love, heartbreak, and the journey to self-discovery, made my travels enchanting. It beautifully captured the nuances of emotions, leaving a lasting impression on my heart and soul. IELTS Speaking Part 3, Follow-Up Questions. In the Speaking Part 3 section, candidates might encounter additional questions about the story or novel. Being prepared to navigate these follow-up questions enhances the proficiency in discussing this everyday but diverse accessory. Q1. What kinds of stories do children like to learn? ANS. Children always like to learn from cartoons because cartoon stories have many imaginative characters that attract children. Many youngsters also enjoy picture books with vibrant illustrations that relate to the narrative. Q2. How often do people in your country read novels? ANS. In my opinion, it is based on people's interests. Most people read books when they are traveling or have free time. Q3. What kinds of novels do older people like to read? ANS. The majority of older readers are drawn to historical fiction, memoirs, religious texts, and other works that evoke memories of the past. Kids are increasingly interested in traditional stories to better connect with their lives. Q4. What are the advantages of reading books or listening to stories? ANS. Listening to stories enhances narrative abilities while reading books expands vocabulary and enhances communication skills. Everybody benefits in different ways. Q5. Do you believe it is necessary to read the book before watching the movie version of it? ANS. No, you won't like the movie if you read the book and see it. It is not feasible for the filmmaker to capture every detail from the book in 3 hours, therefore, you won't be happy with the final product if you see the movie before reading it. Q6. Are you a good storyteller? ANS. My storytelling skills are strong, as I can captivate my friends with my captivating narration of stories.